Hello,
morning, everybody.
Welcome back to the podcast.
It is currently 3:30 on a Tuesday, and we are feeling like unemployed ladies. We are fun employed. Funnily enough, we've just had a change of schedule this week. Our corporate week has been put a bit on its head this week, hasn't it? It feels a bit strange being on a Tuesday. You've got your study day on a Tuesday this week.
Yeah, and Emma's done a 6-2.
And I've done a 6-2. I mean, what
actually,
a trooper.
5:30 till 2:30.
5:30 till 2:30, so somebody owes me an hour. But, yeah, so we're currently sat at home drinking coffee at 3:14 on a Tuesday afternoon. So
and
life is...
a very fun hoodie on.
I do have a fun hoodie on with little dogs on.
Yeah.
Did you know that I had a short stint at modelling in these hoodies?
You know what? That's really funny. Because I think I've got some screenshots of the website.
Yes, funnily enough, you are aware then.
Yes,
oh,
but,
did you?
Yes, but the listeners don't know, so I'll tell them.
Yeah. So, funnily enough, my old neighbour went through a phase of selling hoodies with their company, and they needed somebody to wear the hoodies, and me and my sister did it. Now, can I say, I don't think... people would know what this is, so please don't go and look for it, and you probably won't be able to find it.
No, it's quite niche.
It's very, very niche, but yeah, I can add it to my CV that I was once a model.
For anyone that doesn't know, an hoodie is basically a fluffy hoodie.
Like basically a fluffy, yeah, a combo poncho of a hoodie and a dressing gown, yeah.
Because I said hoodie the other day at work, and someone was like, what's that? I was like, whoa.
Oh.
God, you're
uncultured, yeah.
Get to know.
Anyway.
Our words of the week.
Words of the week. Do you want to start?
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
My want this week is some fun jewellery.
You
know?
Nice.
Yeah, because the other week we went to a maker's market.
We're quite good at a maker's market jewellery find, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it's because as well, we go to yoga, and which is a Saturday morning, and we normally go for a walk and a coffee after, maybe get some food. Last Saturday of every month, this town has a maker's market.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's normally in the morning, they pack up about 2, yoga finishes at 12, so it's very convenient for us.
It is very convenient, and at that time we're not particularly enthralled by the food on offer, so we hone in on the jewellery stands.
And it's also just been payday usually.
Yes.
So we will spend.
Unfortunately, we do, yeah. How much did we spend this time?
I think you spent 60 on a necklace and earrings.
Yeah.
I spent about 15 on that necklace. But once before, it was like last April, wasn't it? That was the first ever time we went. We spent between us about £70 at that store within 20 minutes. Like,
we were the top customer, definitely.
I remember she kept laughing at us because we'd pay for something and we'd be like, oh my God, look at that. I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
And then we'd buy again. So we had like multiple transactions from this lady because we kept buying stuff.
But I think
never
that's
seen
lovely.
Her since.
No, we haven't. It's been different
she
people.
Was good, yeah.
But fun jewellery. Any particular? Are you thinking bracelets, earring, necklace?
Anything really. Just like
anklets.
Oof. You know what? I wouldn't mind a toe ring.
Yeah.
A toe ring would be so cool.
And you know what? If you could bring back, like, you know, in summer when you're going to work in maybe some slip ons.
Yeah.
Then you can have a toe ring and an anklet on and look like a really funky bean.
Funky bean. I would
funky bean.
I would love to have one of those toe rings that then goes to a chain to be an anklet.
Wow, that is funky.
One buys one
no,
of
I
them.
Don't know where we
I'm just
going to
show
those.
You a picture of the jewelry I'm imagining.
Yes,
I'm imagining,
please.
Like, funky stones,
colourful. Yeah.
And guys, I got my third pierced. Like, look at that.
That's nice. Got stackable necklaces.
Precisely.
Nice.
I got my thirds pierced in just before Christmas, and I've taken them out now. So I've got quite a busy ears.
You've got a stack.
I've got a stack.
And yeah, I think you should make full use of it.
Yeah, but my thirds, I think I took them out far too soon.
Oh, I did warn you of that.
You did. You did. Because she said wait 12 weeks. Got them. I took them out on Saturday. I got them pierced a week or so before Christmas. So it's been about 6.
Yeah. So half the time.
Yeah. Because I thought, 12 weeks?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's only 3 months. Anyway, rookie mistake.
Yeah, anyway, but they're okay.
For somebody who's on to their thirds, you'd think you would have learned by now.
Yeah, they're okay.
I'm only joking.
They're not super painful.
No, I think that's a nice want, though.
Yeah,
stack
fun
them up.
jewellery. You?
I really want, now this actually doesn't make sense when I read it again. I want some tapas, but not right now. I kind of think maybe I should put this in the recommend actually. Can I swap them around? I'm gonna swap them around.
Don't know why you're asking me if I'm like the judge of words.
I want to see a show, like a musical or some kind of theatre production would be my top choice. I don't know why, I've just been really fancying seeing it. And you know what it was? I went shopping in Manchester on Sunday. Was that last week? The week before? And I saw that Kinky Boots was at the Palace Theatre. And now, never watched Kinky Boots, don't
No,
I
I'm
know
just
what
going to
it's
say I've never
about.
heard of it really.
It's I'd say it's quite a big production, and it's got that Johannes from Strictly in it. I thought, you know what? I'd love to go and watch that. No idea what the storyline is. Please don't judge me if anybody is
I'd go
a
with you.
musical fan. Well, unfortunately, it was only on for 3 days, and we'd missed it by this point. But I thought maybe I'll have a look if there's anything else on.
I do enjoy the theatre.
Yeah, I enjoy the
You know,
theatre.
my granddad multiple times a year will go see The Lion King.
Multiple times a year.
He loves The Lion King.
Lovely.
And then my
So,
step-grandma, but I'm not a frequent goer. No, I'm not.
but I'd like to be. Yeah, okay.
A couple of years ago, I went to go see Hairspray in
Nice.
Manchester, and it was really
Enjoyable.
enjoyable, really enjoyable.
What are you
Right.
obsessed with?
Vinted.
Yeah,
Not a shock.
not a
Also,
shock.
Sleep Stories on Calm. I'm
Ah,
enjoying
what have you
them.
listened to?
I mean, I've not listened to one since when we did,
Oh,
because
only
sometimes it's a
Harry
bit late. It's a bit much for me if I'm trying to drift off sleep.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
But I thoroughly enjoyed. Me and Emily listened to one on Saturday night, and it was really good. I think
Yeah.
they're really good. Like, because I 2 weeks ago, I don't think I told you this. I speak to Leah. Leah's been on the podcast, and I was telling her about Sleep Stories because Emily obviously gave me a 30-day free trial.
Yeah, I did.
And she was like, normally when I have a drink, she was like, I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to. If I'd come in, and you know when you get in bed and all of a sudden you get very drunk, like you can feel it, the room
Room is
spinning,
spinning, yeah.
you've got bells ringing in your ears and you can't really sleep.
Yeah.
She was like, I used to listen to techno. I was like,
Techno!
techno? She was like, yeah.
Whoa!
She's like, if you focus on the beat, you're just straight off asleep. And I thought,
Wow.
bit like a sleep story, you're focusing on the story and you've drifted
Yeah,
off.
I would pick a sleep story. Never heard anybody listen to
No,
techno when
me
they
either.
can't sleep.
But I thought, like, that's basically what a sleep story is.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like, oh, you know what? I'm already enjoying.
And a sleep story tends to have quite a
Yeah, my
monotone
dress has
voice.
already been dispatched,
Oh,
though.
wow.
I ordered a dress off at Vinted earlier, guys. And estimated delivery Feb 14th to Feb 18th.
Oh, my sister's shouting. Apologies for the intrusion.
Yes.
We just heard my sister shout from the other room.
Guys!
Guys! Okay. I've just lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
I think I was just saying how to quickly dispatch my vintage
Yes, and
dresses.
we're talking about sleep stories.
Yeah.
Because they're quite a monotone voice. It's
Yeah.
quite easy to listen and it's a bit,
And it's, I'm actually getting quite tired talking about sleep story.
Yeah.
Oh. And Harry Styles is like, hello, welcome to my sleep story.
Yeah.
Deep breath in, deep breath out. Like, that's not really it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and
I
there's a
would love
bit
to
of
record a sleep
music in the
story. Have fun
background.
with that,
Yeah, that
though.
would be lovely.
You find my voice that appealing.
Yeah. Somebody told you you had a nice voice, didn't they? Because
I
people tell me recently.
There's some
Maybe you should
fans.
record a sleep
Yeah,
story
maybe I
to
should.
merit it.
Maybe you you know we should do, a podcast
An ASMR.
where we record sleep stories.
Hello. If anybody would like that, let us
ASMR sleep
know.
story. I feel like you're Andy Clare would love
Yeah, she
it.
would.
But yeah, so I was on the phone at work, two different people. First person, I was like, is there anything else I can help with you? Help you with? No, I'd just say you've got a lovely voice. I was like, thank you.
Wow.
I think people, a couple of people have said it, but I also don't know whether it's because if you're not from England, you don't really recognise the northerner accent.
Yeah.
So I think people think that's just a nice English accent because I think we've got
Yeah.
quite regular
Soft note.
accents. We're
Yeah.
just northern.
Yeah.
Like, we're not proper Manx or Scouse or
Yeah.
like London, like we're Scottish. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
we've not got any significant accent. We're just northern.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Okay. My obsession, I think. I've been obsessed with the TikTok trend that is the I've had coffee with my younger self
I do
today.
like them.
I'm quite enjoying it. Quite
quite, maybe we should do one.
Maybe we should. They're quite reassuring, aren't they? I mean, I wouldn't say relatable because they're not really relatable. They're all quite personal, aren't they? But they're quite lovely. I think it's quite nice. Yeah, maybe we should make one.
Yeah. I think it's sweet just seeing, like, people's, how they see themselves now compared to how they saw themselves, like, 10 years prior. And I think some people, it's like when they describe how they what they're wearing and what their drink order is. And it's just, they're sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, I've really been loving them.
Yeah.
Keep them coming, please, people on TikTok. I would like to see them.
Keep telling me.
I am interacting to the max.
like. My recommendation is to have a boogie.
Yeah.
Me and Emily were talking about this. We have a shared notes page where we put our podcast ideas. Mm-hmm. And quite frequently, we won't explain our ideas.
Yeah.
Both of us will just put sentences. So let me try and find what my sentence was. It was, power of having a boogie with two boogie emojis. Brushing teeth and a boogie. Boogie with friends. And then break even by the script.
And I really questioned Eliza's train of thought on that one. I thought, okay, I can see how boogieing, brushing your teeth. I can see the storytelling here. Yeah. But then to finish the sentence with break even by the script was quite interesting.
The reason was because in the evenings, I like to listen to some of my O1 chill playlist to cool it down a bit. You know, reflect on the day. Break even by the script is on there. And I was going to brush my teeth and I was listening to, I don't even remember, probably Bruno Mars. And then the song came on. And before now, I've done it with Emily multiple times. I'll put a song on whilst I'm brushing our teeth.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just so handy.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're brushing your teeth for a prolonged amount of time then.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit fun to have a little boogie whilst you brush your teeth. And Break Even by the script, and I was bloody loving it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It is a good song, but I did realise after that when Emily told me we put it on, and it's quite sad.
It's quite a slow, sad song, yeah. And I thought, I wasn't sure I would boogie to Break Even by the script. Maybe a slow boog.
Like a boog.
Brushing teeth boog.
Yeah.
What's
your recommend?
My recommend is my swap around. So I'm going to go back to tapas.
Nice.
Just had tapas again when I was shopping with my mum at the weekend. We had tapas and it was lovely. Yeah. And there's was quite a good deal on it. It was like 3 plates for £20. So it was very nice, and I just like picky bits, having a range of food. It's like having multiple drinks. Something about it is just brilliant. Praise to the Spanish people. Yeah, I mean, indecisive people love. They really hit the nail on the head there.
I agree. It's like, oh, sorry guys. I just love having multiple drinks.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I'm very much so glad we are the type of friends that share food.
Yeah.
Most of the time when me and Emily go out for food together, we won't have our own meals. Like, we will constantly share.
We'll just be like, do you want to go half somewhere? Yeah. Or add a little side plate to share in the middle, yeah.
We do it so often as well. It's like, oh no, we'll get something to eat.
What are you having?
Yeah. Oh, I fancy that as well. Should we share?
Okay, done moment.
Yeah, so I've had quite, I feel like I'm just quite bad at the moment, like I feel like I've got a few, but this one was, I was getting out my car on Friday, and I was in the office, and Em wasn't with me, I'm by myself, and I got to work, and I had no petrol literally left in my tank, and we were having this discussion though, that because we both drive Fiat, I think when it gets to less than 40 miles, it just says you've got no petrol, but you do. Anyway, so I was like, in my lunch hour, I'm going to run and get some, like, the petrol station's literally, like, a maximum 1 minute drive from the office.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put some petrol in so that when I finish work, I can just leave.
Yeah.
So you do that. And then I also needed to get lunch, so I went to Greg's, and I got pepperoni pizza.
Nice.
Quite nice. And an Oasis. And then I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to sit in my car and eat it, because I don't want to go eat it in the office.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a walk and eat it, because it's really windy. And then I get in my car, and there's this man who's on the site team, he's just a little, you know when you just feel a bit uncomfortable around people sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
He's only trying to be nice, but like, he'll just, once, remember I was in a meeting room and he'd obviously been like doing the gardens next to it, and he was like, so I'm a couple hours after, and he was like, how did your meeting go? I was like,
yeah.
Well, what? He was like, your meeting? I was like, oh, just a little bit, like, oh.
Yeah.
Gosh. And anyway, so I was getting out my car and he goes, have you had Greg's for dinner? And I was like, what? He's like, have you had Greg's for dinner? And I just didn't know what he was saying to me. And I went, no, I've never been. What's it like? And he pointed to my Greg's. He pointed to my Greg's bag. And I went, "Have I had Greggs for dinner?" I went, "Yes." I was like, "Sorry, I thought you asked me, have I been to Red's for dinner?" I didn't know what that was.
No, I've never been. What's it like?
So that was my slightly dumb moment, the fact that I just couldn't hear. Funny. You know, some days you just have days where you literally can't hear a thing and you're like, what?
Sometimes as well, like, you're computing what someone's saying, but it's just not making sense in your head. And you're just like, I can't ask you again. What did you say?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my dumb moment.
Okay, mine's kind of not a dumb moment, but I'm gonna go with it because it's quite strange. So I went to the Chinese on Sunday.
The Chinese,
and we sat in at the Chinese. Me, my sister, and my dad. We did look like that divorced family.
Oh, I thought your mum was there.
No, mum's away.
Yeah, was it just you three?
We really looked like that, like kids of a divorced parents who it's 7 p.m. on a Sunday, and they did. The cooking went to disaster, so you turn up at the Chinese. But anyway, that's what we did, just because we couldn't be bothered to cook. And I got a fortune cookie at the end.
Oh,
right. Well, we all did, but I think we all sing. But would you like me to read out my fortune cookie? Be kind to pigeons. A statue will someday be made of you.
How ironically you're scared of birds.
And I'm scared of birds. That's how I'm relating this to my dumb moment, because out of every kind of fortune cookie you could get, be kind to pigeons was the one I got. You're joking. What kind of fortune is that? And you know what? If I do have a statue, I hope the pigeons piss shit on me, because
I deserve it.
Yeah. I've hated on pigeons my whole life. So for example, my dad got "All will go well with your next project." And my sister got "Prosperity will come your way in April." Much nicer. Still a bit strange. Yeah. But be kind to pigeons. Mm. I thought, you know what? Keep your fortune.
Keep your pigeons.
Keep your pigeons. I don't want to be kind to them. So that really put a downer on my Chinese on Sunday.
Really ruined it.
Yeah. Okay, song?
My song is "Messy" by Lola Young.
Because I'm too messy.
And I'm too
nice. Clean. Good one.
You told me.
You have been listening to that
non-stop.
Was that not your song last week?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe you just told me. Said it was Scorsese Baby Daddy. So unless I've used a different notes page this time than I did last time.
That's all right. Mine's not a song. I've actually gone with a show.
Oof.
And I don't know who I think I am this week. Because I re-watched Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody, just because I think it's really good and it's very chill. Like, I've been eating this week just chill TV. I didn't want something that I had to concentrate on, and because I've already watched it, I could watch it quite
easily.
Easily. And it's really good. If you haven't watched it yet, please, please go and watch it. I've now watched it twice. There's 10 half an hour episodes, so you can fly through it, really. I think the first time I got through it in a day. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Watched it in a full day. And then today.
Very easily done.
This time I started it on Sunday. Today it's Tuesday and I finished it. So, would recommend. It's not a song, but it's a show.
Yeah, it is a very good show.
Yeah.
It's very good, yeah.
Very good.
So, our topic.
Yeah, I mean, oh, 20 minutes. That's all right. I thought we were talking for longer than that. I felt like it was. Maybe it was because of our intrusion from
got
my
very
sister.
Tired all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Gosh, 24
hours. Really feeling like an unemployed Tuesday.
Yeah. We had a coffee and now sat back on Emily's reclined chair.
Yeah, we just really could just doze off right now.
Yeah, I might just have a doze.
Go crazy.
Have a doze.
So today, well, this week actually, it is National Apprenticeship Week.
Woohoo!
So shout out to all you apprentices out there. This is your week, guys. Take it in, breathe it all in. It's here in the flesh. Now, we are feeling very on theme because we also spoke about apprenticeships last time.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
So who do we think we are actually talking about the theme that we are here to discuss twice that in a is. Row? And we thought we would share some lessons we've learned being an... Well, I say we. Eliza came up with this, so shout out, Eliza.
Thank you.
Lessons we've learned being an apprentice. Do you want to kick it off?
Sure. Yeah.
I just thought, looked at the list and yours is on top. I mean, I can't rave about shared notes as much as this. It's bloody brilliant.
It's incredible.
We've both just added to each other's
thoughts. We do need to decrease it as well.
Yeah,
though, a lot
we've still
it.
Got thoughts from the start, actually. I think our first note, it says about, like, Niamh and Giles episode.
Yeah, which was over.
That was, yeah.
And it's actually titled 2024 Pod Ideas.
Bloody hell, we should have just started a whole new one.
Yeah. So, I would say that if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah,
which people used to always say that, and you're like, oh, but I feel cheeky. Genuinely, no one cares.
Yeah, like, nobody cares.
If you want to get involved in a project, just be like, oh, can I do that? Like,
yeah.
My manager was saying that you like if you want to like go into new roles and stuff like that, he was like, you should just carry on the apprentice kind of motivation.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, can I get involved in that? Like, don't wait to be asked half the time. Like,
yeah.
If you want to do something, just do it. What's the worst case scenario? They say no. Oh, okay, I'll be cool.
Yeah. Like, really, in the big corporate world, enthusiasm isn't cringe. It's actually quite necessary sometimes.
And as well, like, if you don't get it the first time around, the second time around, they might be like, oh, that person last time really wanted to get involved, but they couldn't.
Yeah.
So we'll get them involved this time around.
Exactly. The worst you're going to get is a no.
Yeah. And that's, at least you know when where you're not wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And I think even that in itself is one. The worst you're ever going to get is a no.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've just got to try.
They're not going to kill you and they're not going to bite you.
Yeah, you're not going to lose your job for asking a question.
I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah, depending on the question, but... Next,
did you want me to go again?
Yeah, sure.
A situation becomes whatever you get out of it.
Lovely.
This is kind of linked, I guess. But it's like with your apprenticeship, I guess you could take for an example. Like, I feel like I'd like to think that we're getting quite a lot of out of our apprenticeships. Like, we're doing what we can, where we can, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of people who kind of blasé through it all.
Yeah.
And I think it's like that kind of situation, or any kind of situation, like, you get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
Like in uni, if you're going to put in 100%, you're going to get out exactly what you want and what you deserve. But
you can very easily sit back and kind of coast through what you're doing, but then you're just going to get average results at the end of it.
Especially with, I feel like, your apprenticeship, it's like, it goes back to if you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't ask for extra roles where you want them,
mm-hmm.
you're bored and you feel like you can do more, but no one's giving it to you. They don't know you. They don't know your limitations.
Yeah.
So just be like, I'm a bit bored. Can I have some more work?
Please? Yeah.
Like, they're going to be fine with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think that's a big thing.
Very true. Okay, so I said people are generally willing to help you and want you to succeed. I think sometimes when you're doing things and you get something wrong or you just have to ask for more help or anything like that, you've just got to remember that people generally will try and have your back in situations. People don't care enough to knock you down. You know, I think you'll come across more people who want to help you than don't. And there is the odd person who maybe isn't easy or nice to work with, but generally people are quite supportive of apprenticeships and want you to do well, so will help you where you need it.
Definitely. I think even as a young person within a company, like, people will see you're young, you're enthusiastic, and they'll kind of be like, oh, well, I'll help her, like, she's a nice person.
Yeah.
That also kind of links to my next point.
Go on.
Of talking to people.
Yes.
Because you see someone, I don't know, in the coffee room, you say hi to them every morning, you have the odd little conversation of, how are you, good, yeah, busy day, oh yeah, would you this weekend, little like here and there.
Yeah.
So you don't know when actually in the future you're going to be working with them.
Definitely.
That you might move teams and they might be a new team.
Yeah.
They might be a hiring manager, or they might be looking after a team that you then realise you want to move into, and then you can say to them in the coffee room, do you own this team? Yeah, oh, I'm really interested in that team. Can we put some time in? Stuff like that. Like, I think talking to people opens up so many more doors than you realise.
Yeah. I think that's definitely the biggest one.
Yeah.
Because as well, like, it's very easy to get into a habit of kind of sitting by yourself and getting on with your job. But you just don't know who you're going to be sat next to sometimes. And also being conscious of what you're talking about as well. Like, if you're sat with someone who you don't know, it's always worth saying hello and introducing yourself and sitting there quietly, because like I said, you never know who you might work with in the future.
Yeah. I think just a bit of pleasant conversation is always nice.
Yeah.
I think as well, if you're chatty, most of the time people will open up to you as well.
Yeah.
Like if you start talking about your weekend, they'll start telling you about theirs.
Yeah.
And you never know, people come out with some odd things sometimes as well.
Yeah.
People love to talk about themselves.
'Cause I feel like every man and his dog barks on about networking, but it is very important and valuable.
I do think there's a good and bad way to do networking though. Because I
Definitely.
wouldn't say I'm very good at networking in the sense of going to a networking event and getting
Yeah.
people's LinkedIn and chatting to people, loads of people for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like I would rather chat to people for half an hour and then
Yeah.
move on and like speak to one person in a networking session. Because
Yeah.
you can really tell as well. Like we had a networking session in the summer, and I think I told you, this woman that I know was telling me that there was an intern there or a grad, and she was just the whole time being like, what's your name? Like, very clearly networking just for the sake of it, which is
Yeah.
good, but it's like equally, no, you're not going to remember them and they're not going to remember you.
Yeah.
Like, you need to make some kind of impact. Like, they kind of need to remember you as that's the girl who has a spotty dog. Like, that's what
Yeah.
they need to know some kind of significance about you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I drive a Fiat 500, it's blue.
Yeah.
That and show you a picture. Oh, that's Eliza's car. She's an
Yeah.
apprentice.
They're
Do you know
more
what I
likely
mean?
to remember that than, asking them what their job role is and what you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need that actual personal conversation.
Definitely. Because I think organizations are so big when you tell someone what you do, they just nod and they go, oh, yeah. And then you never remember.
Yeah. Which one next? Okay, another one I've put here is don't downplay your achievements. Maybe it's a British thing, right? But when you've done something, it's very easy just be like, yeah, like I just that. But
Yeah.
actually, sometimes they're quite significant and they can really make the difference between getting a job and not getting a job. I think this is quite important, particularly in things like interviews, right? If you've done something significant, use it, tell people about it, use it as an example in this situation. So, for example, let's talk about when we did D of E, right? In high school, we did D of E, and it was an achievement, but it was also a bit like every man and his dog did D of E. But you can use it as so many examples, and I used it for literally everything in my interviews. I was like, in D of E, I did this. And I think sometimes it's very easy to just kind of shove off your achievements, but shout about them and tell people about them because you will be able to do stuff with them and learn from them and get skills from them. But yeah, try not to fall into the habit of downplaying them.
No, I think as well, like even just like a part-time job. Like,
Yeah.
I even will use examples from that now in interviews
Yeah.
and stuff like that. And it's like because it's experience and it's still relevant to a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think anything, like, yeah, just literally don't downplay. I think, I don't know if it's a British thing or if it's what it is, but I know we both definitely do it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think it's when you do it yourself as well, you don't realize it's that big of a deal. But
Yeah.
you could say that to someone, they'd be like, wow, that's a big deal. You're like,
Yeah.
yeah, well.
And even things like when it comes to like your end of year, people don't know what you've done unless you tell them. Like you could have done five things this year, but unless someone was directly involved with it, they might not know about any of them. So it's quite important to tell people about what you've done. So yes.
Perfect. My one would be, this is more of a life thing, but I was saying to especially from, I think obviously we've said like people we work with are like, there are a couple in your Newton that are like late 20s, aren't there?
Yeah.
30. But around me more, they're like 40s, 50,
Yeah.
couple 60s. And you kind of realize that they'll be like, gosh, like you're really young. Like, and you kind of don't realize how young you are. And you kind of actually think, like, I've got so much time. Like, and like, this is actually my only life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I may as well live it. And I think that's just a bit of life advice. It's like, actually, you've got time and time's on your side. And that's the best way you can possibly be.
Yeah.
Like, time is literally the most valuable thing in the world because it's nothing you can buy. You
Yeah.
can't buy time, you can't bribe anyone for it. Like, you just have it or you don't.
Yeah, so do what you want with it as well. And sometimes like it might feel like you're doing the wrong thing, but it's never the wrong thing if you're doing it right now. You'll just learn from it and do something different in future, but
Exactly.
that's what you're doing right now and that's your time with it.
The universe takes you exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So chill out.
That nicely links on to this one that I've got here, and it says, if you weren't ready, you wouldn't have the opportunity.
Lovely.
I think with what we do, sometimes you can get quite a lot of imposter syndrome because we're around a lot of older people. Mm. You think, God, like, me and this person are doing the same thing, but our lives are so different, and is this really what I should be doing right now? But if we weren't ready to be doing what we're doing, we wouldn't have been given the job.
Yeah.
And I think it applies to a lot of other things as well, but imposter syndrome can be so harsh in big organizations and being a young person in working places or whatever it is that you're doing. It's just good to remember that you have the opportunity, mm-hmm. so you are ready for it and you can do it.
Oh, definitely, yeah, I agree. I think as well, like I was saying to end that, one, a quote I saw the other day was like, someone was saying that they, not every door is locked.
Yeah.
Just because a door's closed, maybe in your career or life or whatever, it doesn't mean it's locked. Like, just push it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
What else have we got on here? Okay, so this came from our intrusion from my sister earlier. She said, just remember that you are only a number. Mm. When things can get a bit overwhelming, put it into perspective a little bit and just remember, like, I'm not going to ruin anybody's life if I don't get this done by the end of the day. Sometimes you are just a number in big organizations or in many other scenarios. It's sometimes really not that deep. And just take a step back and think, like, what actually is the consequence of this? And if it's not that serious, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Because it is just like, most of the times things can be solved, they can be backtracked.
Yeah.
Like, the worst case scenario is you mess up a little bit, there's a little bit of confusion.
Yeah.
You apologise, it gets resolved. Like, it's not...
People won't care in a week, a month, a year's time.
They probably won't care tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, they'll probably forget about it.
Everyone's got their own lives to be getting on with.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. Literally, I think... You know, it's like with your friends. I remember I was saying that, like, when you cut to this stage of life when everyone's moving about different things, that's when you really realise that, oh, everyone literally has their own life.
Yeah.
And it's like, with, like, workers, it's like everyone has their own life. Like, people are probably going home to their kids and partners and, like, other things going on that you making a little cock-up, no one's going to care about.
Yeah.
So it's not that serious. Is that a TikTok sound?
Not that
serious. No, maybe not.
Not sure.
Is that all we've got?
I've got one more.
Yes.
And it's just also from my sister. You can't predict the future or your career path. And I think it's not always going to be a straight line or really simple to know what you're doing in the future. And things can change quite quickly and quite easily. That if things don't go to plan or exactly how you want them to, it's okay. You can't predict what you're going to be doing in 5 years, 10 years time. And if you think you can, that's great, but then it might change and that's also okay. If you feel like you've got your 5-year plan or whatever it is, but things change, that's okay, because things will move around and opportunities will present themselves in different ways. It's okay that you can't predict what you're going to be doing in the future.
Someone was telling me the other day that people are actually not asking those kind of questions that much anymore in, like, interviews. What's like, what is your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will always answer just plan. Don't know.
Yeah. Like, I think it's quite a difficult question.
Really difficult.
Unless, you know, you're doing a uni course that's 5 years long, or
you're
trying to be a doctor,
or
in the army, or something like that. You know exactly what your life's going to look like in 5 years' time. It's very difficult to answer.
Yeah. How did you answer them?
5-year plan? Don't think I ever got that question, to be honest.
Sure, you did it.
No, I don't think so. Because I genuinely wouldn't know how to answer that. I've got no idea.
I think I got it once or twice. I also said goals rather
than...
I was like, oh, I want to be, like, completely, like, financially independent. Maybe, maybe buy a house, like... Things like that, I'd say, like, maybe I want to be happy in whatever I'm doing, like, the career I'm doing, I want to be successful. Like, I wouldn't be like, I want to be in this job.
Yeah.
But more like, I want to have these kind of things around me.
Yeah.
Right, should we wrap it up in a bow?
Yeah. So happy National Apprenticeship Week to Woo-hoo! Everybody out there. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Don't forget to find us on Instagram and TikTok at Surviving Girlhood Podcast.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, guys.